With Laura Fox
Podcast. Now, only a couple of weeks ago, two of the girls from How to Gale podcast were here telling us that they were off on a whirlwind tour taking on the US and Canada Osquelga. Now, we had a great laugh and we just thought it was such a mad idea that we had to hear how it all went and how they got on. So we asked Siobhan O'Rourke to drop back in for a little catch up this morning. Siobhan, hi.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you, babe?
I am great. You're absolutely and utterly flat to the mat.
Yes.
Like, it's been wild. Since we spoke to you last, you were not only cross country, you were cross continent.
I know. Transatlantic.
Yeah. Girls on tour. Mm-hmm. Like I said though, you were getting geared up to go to the States that time. Boston, New York. Like, we won't even talk about Canada just yet. Mm-hmm. How'd you get on?
Sensationally. Oh my goodness. But you know what I really learned? I was like, how did the actual touring artists do it? We did a week and I was like, that's a lot. We did 3 gigs in a week. Now, 3 time zones in a week as well. So yeah. Like, I do also feel extremely sorry for myself for like pulling my body through 3 different time zones. But no, it was absolutely phenomenal. We couldn't believe it. Like, we were talking to like sold out rooms in New York and Vancouver of all places. You know, it was fairly bananas, but we had the best time. We really did.
On the podcast, it sounded like eating an absolute ball in New York and that it blew you away. Would you go back?
Girl, I'll have to go back, because what we did was, our mistake was, we booked 3 extra days onto New York being like, we'll do New York, but we've done 3 live shows and, like I said, loads of flights and everything. I got to New York, I spent a full day in bed. I did not get out of the bed the first day. I was like, I'm sorry, New York City, you'll have to wait. And so I did none of the, like, I didn't do the Empire State, I didn't do the High Line, I didn't do Dumbo. Like, I have to legally go back to do all of the tourist things because I didn't do them this time.
It's so mad. You'll have to, like, do the tour on the tourist trail.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You'll have to, like, do a show from Dumbo now, because you need to make sure that you actually see the place.
Squeeze them in, I know. So we kind of just, like, went to, like, a load of different restaurants and kind of ate our way around the city instead of actually doing touristy stuff, because we just didn't have it in us.
That kind of sounds like a great time.
It was the best time ever. I'm absolutely not complaining, but no, I'm going to have to bring my husband next time. I'll be like, see, that's where we did our live show.
And that's that restaurant that we ate in.
Yes.
And this is, they do the best espresso martinis.
Exactly. Yeah, the important stuff, you know.
What about the poor Canadians, because they're getting an awful time of it all together. What was the vibe like in Vancouver?
Oh my god, yeah, no fair, like, I don't know what's going on with them at the moment, but we had a ball in Vancouver. The crowd was amazing. It was mostly Irish people who were living over there, you know, for the few years, who were obviously looking for a taste of home. There's a word in Irish that's cua, which kind of means like craving or longing or homesickness. Yeah. And I think that's what people are looking for when they come to one of our shows when we're abroad.
Little
she says after only doing 3. But also, the weirdest thing happened in Vancouver was, we went out for a brunch the first morning we were there, and like we literally thought we were the bee's knees going out for our brunch in Vancouver. And the lady who was serving us came up and was like, sorry, are you guys How to Gael?
No way.
I swear to God, she was from the Rin Gaeltacht in Waterford.
No.
You couldn't fit our heads on the plane after that. We were like, we just got recognised in Vancouver.
By a girl from Waterford.
Yeah, from the Gaeltacht. And Ryan, I know. I hope they're in. Yes, sorry. Another they're in, actually, would you believe?
Of course. Yeah. Just collecting the urns at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry, I'm laughing so much. I thought it was going to be like an actual like Canadian working there.
No,
like,
that would be way more impressive.
Yeah,
no, we haven't cracked the Canadian market just yet. But, you know, there's still time.
Yes, we'll absolutely get there. What was the most fun part of the trip for you guys?
Do you know what? For me, like, meeting people and them being like, oh, I've listened to you since the start. Oh, I've no connection to Ireland, but I listen to you. There was a couple who went to the show in New York who had travelled from Florida to come see us. They flew from Florida. I don't know my American geography, but I'm pretty sure that's a far enough flight.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're off the coast.
Yeah, they literally flew from Florida to New York to see us. So, like, even like that was kind of very surreal, pinch me moments. But then also, we just kind of had the best time. You know, when you're like kind of going through the airports with your gals and you kind of have that little bit of a buzz. And we were kind of like, oh, will we get like a morning little drink this morning, or will we just do a coffee? But just that kind of excitement of us being together the whole time. It was a bonding experience.
But as well, because I mean, we've spoken about this before, the podcast is still in its infancy. Mm. Like, you know, in terms of how podcasts go, it's relatively new. It's a year and a half in. You've already done a tour now that you've hit up like New York City, Boston, Vancouver, not to mention all of the Irish dates you've done. That's really impressive. And I slagged you there a couple of minutes ago with the Canadian person being from Waterford. There was 2 people from Florida coming across. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, no, and it's not like, it's not missed by us either, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not lost on us that, you know, it kind of has this exponential growth that none of us were expecting. Like, we always had a lot of faith in the podcast. Mm. We really believe in what we're doing. But to see, I don't know, to kind of see it kind of in its physicality, that like, oh, this is actually doing something, it's a lovely feeling.
Siobhan, you've always had such a growth of the Irish language, but like, how was it to see it thriving thousands of miles away?
Yeah, amazing. Like I said, it's everyone's connection to home, you know, like the language belongs to every single person on this island, or not on this island, as was in this case. And people want to reconnect with their land, with their culture, with their heritage, with their people, with their ancestors. And that's what the language allows us to do. Our language informs everything we do in this country. Yeah. It informs us of our place names, of our family names, of what happened before we came here. And I really do feel like that's what people are grasping with then when they're away and they're feeling that kua, that homesickness.
Yeah, I love that word kua. You were doing spring classes at the start of the tour, but like, level with us now. You obviously said you spent 3 days in bed. So,
yeah,
like,
no.
You're actually.
Our first morning in Vancouver, we were up, we were at it. The girls went for a jog and then we all went for a spin class and we were like, this is it. This is setting the tone for the rest of the trip. It absolutely didn't. That was the beginning and the end of the exercise.
The girls went too far though. Doing a jog and a spin trip means you've then just allowed yourself to go absolutely feral for the rest of it.
No, totally. You know, like, we set ourselves up for failure. Also, the spin class, the Irish body is not made for a Canadian spin class. The teacher was like rocking her body in ways that we'd never seen in little old era. Do you know what I mean? Like, we were like, hold on, do that one again. How did you move those hips? Yeah, no, we struggled. It was great though.
It's like, we're not going back to that. No wonder you spent a day in bed in New York. Jesus.
I was creaking.
I know. Don't blame you. Micheál Martin is due at the White House today. What phrases, Oscar Wilde Gaoithe, would you have for him to get him in and out of the Oval Office kind of in one piece?
Yeah, I don't know. I almost don't want to joke about it because it's that little bit serious. But at the same time, Micheál Martin has been using his bit of Gaeilge in the Dáil recently. What I would say to Micheál Martin is, don't be afraid to tell Donald Trump that he has been an ancient Braga, and that would mean that he's calling Donald Trump a liar, just to clarify, okay?
I think everybody knows that sentence from recent times. Love that one now. I hope he's listening before he heads in there today. Boston, New York are one thing, right? But the big end of your tour is right here in Dublin this Friday. What can people come to the Ambassador expect this weekend?
Yeah, so we have our final show of the tour this Friday in the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin, the 14th of March. And do you know what? We've collected such great stories along the tour that, like, we have kind of the bones and the structure of the show that we've been using as we go along, but we've been adding to it and kind of curating it the whole time. And now it just feels like so rich and so full from what we've experienced and the people that we've met along the way. Like, I met someone in Vancouver who had a connection to my great-great-grandfather who moved to Vancouver.
Like, legitimately?
Yeah. Like, cleaned his grave. Like,
what?
And we only found this out live on stage because we interviewed this man. Like, bananas things like this, Laura. Yeah. Sorry, I'm actually giving that story away, but you'll hear plenty more like that if you come to the show on Friday. We're going to have an amazing guest. We haven't announced them yet, but they'll be with us on the night. Right. And we cover everything from like mythology to pop culture to there's a bit of Dreyx, a bit of tarot cards in there as well. So, do you know what? There's something for everyone.
Honestly, you have covered all bases, and you know, people can check you out on How to Gael, but even on your social clips and stuff that come up, it just entices people to get involved because you can keep up.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Like, we never say you're going to come away from our podcast being fluent in Irish. Like, we're not teaching you. If you want to learn a language, you have to go to classes. You're not going to just absorb it from listening to a podcast. But what we want people to see is kind of like maybe a more informal side of the language that they haven't seen, and like that it's a very, you know, it has a lot of vitality, it has a lot of breathing and living and like live, laugh, loving through the language. Like, and we're just trying to show that kind of a very fun, very real community side of it.
I know, but that's you all over. That's your personality. It's Louise's and Theron's personalities too.
Girl.
Absolutely deadly altogether. Shiva, as always, thank you so much for coming in with us. Best of luck on Friday, and I can't wait till we wrangle you back in here for something else at some point.
Girl, Laura.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.